What's your take on the practical clinical implication of these data in terms of actually using cetuximab off study?
So practically, I think cetuximab will be a drug that's going to see use in non-small cell lung cancer. I think that patients and doctors want options that improve outcome. I think cetuximab plus chemotherapy does improve outcome, similar to the way that bevacizumab plus chemotherapy improves outcome. And I think you're going to see use of both drugs. I think you'll see bevacizumab used in the quote-unquote Bev-eligible patients. And I think you'll see cetuximab used in those patients where bevacizumab isn't an option. I think with increasing time, as we learn more about which biomarkers select who might benefit from cetuximab, it might even broaden the group of patients who get treated with cetuximab.
Now, I met with Dr. Perker, who presented these data at ASCO, and he tried to convince me of the positive benefit-risk ratio of cetuximab in BEV-eligible patients. What are your thoughts about that?
My thoughts are that right now, I still think bevacizumab is a good drug. I think that American oncologists have shown a remarkable ability to use it safely. And I think when you look at some of the data that was presented at ASCO this year, the PI of a study called the ARES study, which is a registry trial of thousands of patients who have been treated with chemotherapy with Avastin. And one of the notable points is that the toxicity reports on the ARES study are consistently better than what was seen in either 4599 or AVAIL. And I think what it's showing is that practicing docs are picking the right patients to use bevacizumab with. And I think if you do that, you're seeing the drug that is safe and a drug that is active in patients with lung cancer. So I'm not so certain that we can necessarily give up on Avastin or bevacizumab at this point. I think what Dr. Perker may be referring to is that if you look at the subset of Caucasian patients with adenocarcinoma who are treated with cetuximab, the benefit looks similar to what one sees in 4599. But that's not a head-to-head comparison, so I think one has to be a bit cautious.